Hey, and welcome back to another episode of Unsolved Mysteries. Da 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 da. Anyways, it's your host Natalie, and today's episode we are talking about the strange disappearance of D.B. Cooper. So, D.B. Cooper's full name is Daniel Cooper, and on Wednesday, November 24th, 1971, he bought a $20 one-way ticket on Northwest Airlines from Portland, Oregon to Seattle, Washington. And I'm from the West Coast, so that kind of freaks me out, first of all. So Cooper was described as being in his mid-40s, and he was dressed in a really nice business suit, like fancy, fancy business suit, okay? Like brown shoes, white shirt, black tie, even a freaking overcoat, okay? That's a little excessive. But anyways, he's dressed up all nice, right? Getting on this plane. And he was also carrying a briefcase and a brown paper bag. That's a little strange, brown paper bag. I would understand a briefcase, but not a brown paper bag. So anyways, he booked onto his flight, found his seat, sat down, whatever. Before the flight took off, he ordered a bourbon and a soda from a flight attendant, like any other businessman would in the 70s. But after the plane was airborne, Cooper handed the flight attendant a note. And at first, she just put it in her pocket without looking at it, like, whatever, I would do that if I was the same, Get a note from a random stranger and I'm just gonna put it in my pocket. But then Cooper told her, "Miss, you better look at the note. I have a bomb." Okay, first of all, I would be freaking out. A bomb? Are you serious? Are you joking? Are you fucking with me? Oh my gosh. So Cooper then told her that the bomb was in this briefcase and asked her to sit next to him. Oh, my heart would be pounding. What? You're telling me you got a bomb and you want me to sit next to you? No. So he opened his briefcase and revealed a red-colored stick surrounded by an array of wires. If someone showed me a bomb and was like, flashing a bomb around while we're on a plane in the sky, I would freak the fuck out. Oh, this is like, whew, this is freaking me out. Okay, I just needed to take a second there. Anyways, Cooper then told the flight attendant to write down everything he was saying and then take it to the captain that was flying the plane. The note said, "I want $200,000 by 5 p.m. in cash, exclusively in $20 bills. Put it in a knapsack. I want two back parachutes and two front parachutes when we land. I want a fuel truck ready to refuel. No funny stuff, or I'll do the job." Wow, he is demanding a shit ton of shit right now. So the FBI agents assembled the ransom money from several Seattle area banks, and Seattle police obtained the parachutes from a local skydiving school. Wow, so the FBI really just got all this shit together. Negotiating with him. I mean, yeah, I get it. He has the bomb and stuff, but oh, they got literally every little thing he wanted. And so when Cooper claimed his demands were met, he allowed all passengers and some of the crew to exit the plane. Oh, okay. Well, at least he like let all the passengers go. You know what I mean? Like, if I was a passenger and I was just free to go, whew. Oh. I'm saved. So Cooper told the remaining crew to refuel the plane and chart course for Mexico City while staying below 10,000 feet. He specifically asked to stay below 10,000 feet. So during the flight, Cooper put on a pair of dark wraparound sunglasses, which would make it into the official sketch and becoming famous with anyone investigating the case. So he's making this little own, whatever you would call it, mysterious outfit. Don't know what I would call it at the moment. I'll think about it later. And a little after 8 p.m. and somewhere in between Seattle Seattle and Reno, Nevada, Cooper jumped out of the rear door of the plane with two of the parachutes and the money, and he was never seen again after that jump. Even despite the fact that in a massive manhunt over 45 years of searching for D.B. Cooper, no conclusions have been made to the man's identity or his fate after he jumped. It is called one of the greatest cold cases in FBI and U.S. history. That's insane. This man just pops up with a random bomb in his suitcase, goes on a plane, demands all this money, and he's just gone. Whole bunch of money. Just $20 bills. Gone with his wraparound fancy pair of sunglasses. So that is the story of the strange disappearance of D.B. Cooper. Damn, Daniel Cooper is a badass. Anyways, that is today's episode of Unsolved Mysteries. It's your host, Natalie, and I'll catch you again soon.